This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Here with reactions to tonight's breaking news and opening monologue, Fox News national security strategist Sebastian Gorka and attorney Victoria Tunsing. Full disclosure, she has done some legal work for me in the past, and I am proud to be a friend of both of them. Let's start with you, Victoria. A lot to break down here tonight.
Listen, Sean, since last December, my husband Joe DeGeneva and I have been saying that there was a brazen plot to clear Hillary Clinton and to frame Donald Trump if he became president. And now we're seeing that plot unravel. Brennan, Clapper, and I'm going to say it, the Obama White House targeted people on Donald Trump's foreign policy team. And the professor, they tried to get two of them, Carter Page and my client, Sam Clovis, who I hope will be with us sometime next week. And they didn't bite. But then they found the weak link, a 20-some-year-old George Papadopoulos. And here's what's been reported. And it's really, when you think about it, and I started researching it today, George Papadopoulos is told by a professor with close ties to the Kremlin that the Russians have Hillary's emails. That's in April. In May, George finds himself at a bar in London, and some gorgeous blonde comes up and starts buying him drinks. My goodness. And then she introduces him to her good friend, the Australian ambassador. And somehow the conversation goes to Hillary Clinton's
four-way hearsay. Four-way hearsay. Hearsay is not admissible in court. You're the attorney, correct, Victoria?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter here, for goodness sakes. He's just saying that he's just talking about Hillary's. There's a term for it, Sean. It's called honey trapping. This is classic spy agency, CIA. I used to be chief counsel for the Senate Intelligence Committee. This is classic spying technique, honey trapping, using the lure of sex to get somebody to open up.
Unbelievable.
And then,
paid $25,000 himself to the $25 million to the Clinton Foundation.
And then to use that flimsy information to start an entire surveillance and investigation of the Trump campaign just boggles the mind.
Sebastian Gorka.
We need to put this in perspective, Sean. Victoria's absolutely right when it came to what was done operationally. But what is this in the most concise terms? This is the first time in U.S. history that we have had industrial-scale political espionage during a presidential campaign. Our nation was founded in a rejection of the capricious usurpation of power. That's why we had the Revolutionary War. Now it's happening in the Obama administration at the highest level of the intelligence community. We created these systems to detect, apprehend, and prosecute Soviet spies, Nazis, and terrorists, not people who simply have a different political persuasion. The president was right. He was spied upon. He was surveilled. They tried to entrap his people and frame him.
You know,
and we are just at the beginning of our, I asked Cheryl Akerson today. She said we have unveiled less than 2%.
Correct.
Of the real corruption.
We still have unmasking. We still have a rigged investigation. We have spies in the Trump campaign. We have Hillary working with Russian lies against the American people. Russian lies bought and paid for. FISA court abuse to the point where they lied to four judges. Where does this end, Victoria?
Well, I hope it's not ending. We're starting. We're starting to unravel and peel back this onion. And God bless these FBI agents who want to come forward. We were told that everybody in the FBI just loved James Comey. Well, it appears that there's some that want to see him indicted. And I hope that happens.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, sometimes it's okay to slow down, okay? Except when you're in California on the highways out here. If you're not doing 80 in a 65-mile-an-hour zone, you're just not keeping up with everybody. Lauren Kitchen-Stewart is with us right now. Yes, it's Life with Lauren, with the national TV radio personality, professor, and speaker. It's always good to get her unique and, yes, you might say, a Lucy-like perspective on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hey, Lauren, I'm here in California. I know you're familiar with this, but I got to tell you, it's madness here on the freeways.
I was just talking about that the other day because there were two slow people in each lane. Mm. And so my dad is watching me become Broomhilda before his very eyes. I'm like, and so we were talking about how that very thing that when you're behind somebody and everybody, the flow of traffic's going 80 and they're going 60. And my dad said, they're a nuisance. That's how he labeled it.
Well, you know, in Europe, like,
so you got to get with the flow.
Exactly. You know, I tell you, in Europe on the Autobahn, it's real clear, and they constantly remind you that if you're going to, do less than 125, you need to, you're regarded as slow. So you need to get out of the way. And it was kind of comical because you watch these little Renaults, that look like they're like single skate. You know, remember the old skateboard things, that you used to make out of a couple of skates? Yeah, right. I mean, it's like one skate, and they just go, and they're right by you, and they honk at you, like, they, like, spin you in circles like you're, one of those cartoon, cars or something being spun out of control when somebody goes whizzing by you. But, yeah, it's interesting because some people, think, well, look it, I pay my taxes and the speed limit says 65, and so I'm going to do 65. But, oh, man, I'm telling you, the people here in California, they get a little cranky. They don't like that.
You're going to get flipped off a couple times.
Well, yeah, they'll give you the national recognized salute of endearment. Yes, they will.
When I first moved out there, my parents were just way late. They lived in Memphis, but it wasn't like they had never lived in a big city. But my mother was so scared to drive, and she would go, I can't do it. I'm like, you have to. You have to overcome this. Let's go. And so we go out on the 405 or the 5 or 101, and I would go, Mom, go. She's like, I can't. I'm like, you can do it. Go.
Yes.
So I'm out there instructing her how to drive in L.A. traffic. I'll never forget it. But
oh,
she learned. She got it. She
finally got it? You didn't? And she was able to do it without a therapist?
Well, I don't know. She probably saw a therapist on the side. But when I first moved out there, it was just, I look back and go, how did we survive? We had no GPS. And when I moved, a friend said, look, you're going to need this every day. I'm like, what is it? It was a Thomas guy. He said, you're not going to make it.
You remember that?
Without this.
Yeah, you talk about texting and all these other distractions. I mean, hey, look, we grew up with a Thomas guy in the passenger seat that we could refer to. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what I did, because I was alone in my car often, is I took, like, the first 4 pages, I think it was, that were critical, that showed all the major freeways, the big things you needed, not the individual pages that have, like, the streets and all that. And I had them laminated Mm-hmm. And so I would put those in between the console and the car seat, and I would pull them up whenever I needed them. And I think I still have them. You should see them. They have coffee stains all over them. Even with the lamination, they're on their last
one. Coffee stains, every single tears, day. Blood, everything right yes. there, right on it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would have appearances, and I would be 4 hours late because I would be stuck in traffic. And I was like, well, you didn't tell me I needed to leave yesterday to get here today.
Exactly. No, that's the way it
I
is.
I don't miss that.
No, I understand. Hey, so what's going on? You're off for the summer. The kids are home. You know, Robin doesn't have to, you know, make sure the hairline is straight and everybody's happy there.
Yeah, we are so thankful summer's here. I mean, I just felt a wave of relief pass over me because we can rest, we can take trips. That getting up in the morning is just not easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, I'm not a morning person. A lot of you might be. My husband is. My dad is. I am not. I'm the best at like 2 a.m, which I don't do anymore because I have small children. But my kids are late night. Mm-hmm. And so we're always hassling through getting them to bed. In the mornings, it's like, come on. So I don't miss that. And we've already right. taken a few trips, and uh-huh. it's been really enjoyable. And our daughter, she won't go back to school until 1st of September. So we have a long
Oh, you got
break.
A long one. That's
our,
great.
Uh-huh. She goes to our church school. Mm-hmm. But then our son is probably going to be in public school next year because he's deaf. Mm-hmm. And he needs to get the speech therapy, the sign language, all of that. So I told Channing, I said, Knox is going to have to get up probably an hour earlier than you. So Robin will get up with him. I'll lay the clothes out the night before. Robin will iron the clothes. He mm-hmm. wants a pepperoni pizza every morning. So my husband home makes one every morning.
Pepperoni pizza for breakfast? He's my kind of kid. I love this kid.
The kid weighs like 45 pounds and he's 8 because he's just small. You know, yeah. he's Asian. He's small.
Well, he's got so a metabolism that's just... It's just cooking overtime here. Yeah.
It is. And uh-huh. so Robin's like, whatever you will eat, I will make you, as long as it's not cake or cookie. Because you give the kids sugar. Like, we went to IHOP yesterday, mm-hmm. and they got the pancakes, you know, with the little smiley faces.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my word. I was like, what am I doing? After that syrup, I mean, he was full tilt the rest of the day. And when I got home, I told Robin, I said, you take over. Because, I mean, he's like, what is his deal? I went, he had a whole lot of syrup.
He is lit up. Oh, my God.
He was.
Hey, speaking of your dad, how's he doing? Is he okay? He's doing better now?
And it's been a rough road. He fell and broke his shoulder and wrist, I guess it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we had just found out before that he needed a pacemaker.
Oh.
So we've had to wait to meet with the electrophysiologist to see if he needs the pacemaker before he can have the surgery for his shoulder and his wrist. Mm-hmm. So it's been hard because, you know, his arm is so heavy.
Yeah.
And now the other arm, when they do a pacemaker, the pacemakers now are really small. I don't know if you all knew that, but they've just, you know, made leaps and bounds in technology with pacemakers. Mm-hmm. So it's very small, but he has to keep his left arm up where they put it for like 6 weeks. Well, his right arm is broken in 2 places and casted in a sling anyway.
Oh,
so he's like, what am I going to do? I'm like, yeah. We'll figure it out.
Well, it's, you know, it's tough enough as it is. I mean, as we're, you know, advancing, as my dear friend here in California calls it, and she's an 89-year-old retired teacher. She calls it advancing youth, you know, just as, and I'm not sure if it's advancing as much as it is you know, evading or whatever, I don't know, or disappearing or something, but it's not, we're definitely advancing, but in the wrong direction. But yeah, she often refers to it as a case of the OLD. And
well, it's not easy. Even at 52, I'm dealing with things that I'm like, man, you know, for example, if it's dark and there's small writing, I mean, and you need to read something and you can't find your reader anywhere.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
like, oh, my gosh, what does it say? And I can't find a flashlight. I can't find my readers. I'm stumped. I can't read it. And so little things like that start happening are frustrating for you. And my dad was telling the doctor, he's like, I'm 88. I've lived a good life. And he's like, yeah, but you can live to be 98 or 108. You can't just give up the ship now.
Right.
So we're kind of having to talk through that old age and what to do. Like, what? How much do you do when you're a certain age?
Right.
How many precautions do you take?
Yeah, you don't have to go out there and be an Iron Man or anything like that. But, you know, you keep the blood flowing. I tell people,
right.
that, as long as you're alive, I mean, you know, hey, you know, God might be a good resource. You know, we talk, hey, God, you know, it's like a friend of mine, a dear friend, and I've really gravitated to this. It's like, you know, be like a little kid. You know, little kids always go, hey, Mom, Dad, what do we got? What's going on today, you know? And you know, and God says, hey, we should approach him like little kids. Maybe that's what Pop needs to do, is just go to God. Hey, God, what do we got planned for today? And get
yeah,
ready.
What do you have for me?
Exactly.
Yeah, I like
hey,
that.
We got more from Lauren after this. Stay with us.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
I thought you might appreciate that, you know, from our old buddy, Big Wave Dave. He is such a character. I think at times I wonder if he suffers from a lack of oxygen. You know, he's brilliant. I love his twist on life. It's way too funny.
I miss him. Yeah. I never get to talk to him anymore, and we worked together for years. And
yeah.
He's just one of the most precious people. Fun. Yeah. Always up. I don't think I've ever seen him in a bad mood. And people mm-hmm. like that are hard to come by.
Yeah, I think he and his wife are still fixated. They're watching the royal wedding over and over again.
Dave was watching the royal wedding.
Well, not by choice, you know, because the wife unit, you know, sits him down and says, "Hey, look at." And he's going, "Well, we got the NBA playoffs. No, royal wedding. We got to watch the royal." And, you know.
I don't think his wife would do that. I know I didn't care anything about watching it this year. I mean, I saw the pictures. It was funny. If we were away at the time, I'm not getting up at 5 in the morning to watch that. Now, Princess Di, I got up. I was like 15, 14, whatever. This time, that's not going
to
happen.
Well, you wanted to get up to see the dress, you know, because the dress was just so incredible. I still can't get over that they put her in that dress. It was almost like, and I'm about Princess Diana, you know, that dress was like, where did they get that? You know, off of a shower curtain or something? They just kind of like threw it on her?
Princess Diana's dress.
You liked it?
Her dress.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I did. Well, I loved it. Well, for the time.
Well,
you know, the ruffles.
The puffy thing? I kept thinking Seinfeld was going to come out. Seinfeld was going to come out with his puffy pirate shirt or something, you know, to match it.
No, I loved it.
I've
always thought her dress was very beautiful. But I got up after Robin, and he had been up watching it, and I got tickled. I'm like, okay, you're watching the royal wedding and not me. So that was kind of funny. But her dress, Meghan Markle's dress, was kind of simple.
I liked it. Maybe because I'm a simple man, but no, I liked it. I thought her dress was stunning.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I liked her reception dress better. The pictures I saw of that, I think that was more my taste.
I could only handle one dress a night. I couldn't. I didn't go in through all that. But you girls, you always do this. Mona did the same thing. I mean, she was like, "I'm going." We already saw the highlights. Oh no, I got to watch this. I go, "Oh gosh," you know, it's like, "Oh, suffer me." But
I didn't see any footage. I just saw pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I mean, I've got kids. My life is so consuming and busy. I'm really not into pop culture as much as I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm paying attention, but not like I would have probably if I was, you know, single or older, didn't have kids at home. But we've had so much going that I'm kind of, my brain's in a different place. It's a different season of my life.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's okay. It's all good. But, you know, this is all part of amusement. You know, sometimes we need to take a break from life. I mean, you know, for you, maybe it's a wedding or not a wedding. You know, for me, it's politics. I mean, that's kind of amusement for me, especially these days. There's just so many amusing things going on right now, you know, with all the lying. And, you know, James Clapper, here's a guy. We were talking earlier, Lauren. This is a 3-star general. This guy's supposedly a brilliant man, head of the intelligence, an agency and all this. And I mean, this guy comes up with some goofy response like, "Well, you know, I didn't lie. I just was, I answered maybe the wrong question."
And people are supposed to go, "Okay, that makes sense."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody
is advising him to respond that way.
Surely
that's not just what he's deciding on his own. They're saying, "Well, just say that because it'll divert things." You know what I'm saying? Just keep diverting, deflecting.
So you're saying that he's going to subrogate his own intellect and just subordinate it to this ridiculous answer?
If he was that intellectual, he would not do that.
Well, but
these things wouldn't be happening.
But this is arrogance. This is arrogance, Lauren. You just think you're just so arrogant and you've never been challenged. You're around all these people that think alike. You're in the echo chamber of this deep state. And
whatever
you
say goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Stupidity.
And then you go out and you're in front of, you're on TV and you're talking with Meghan McCain. You're on The View. You're with Whoopi and whooping it up and all this. And then Meghan McCain comes in and just asks you a question that you can't answer, and you look like a knucklehead. I mean, she reduced this guy to a kindergartner, and I thought, oh my God, how embarrassing.
Well, he just wasn't obviously prepared the way that he should have been, maybe because of the arrogance.
Yeah.
But you would still think someone with his credentials would still respond in a way where, you know, it doesn't put him in the doghouse, but it would still be a response where you could go, okay, I can live with that.
Well, I mean, that really stretches.
It doesn't surprise me anymore.
It stretches the idea of plausible deniability beyond incredulity.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really does. It's like, really? You really want us to buy that? I mean, if you remember, it wasn't that long ago that he was on the Hill giving his testimony saying the Russians they probably didn't change one vote. I don't think they did. And now all of a sudden he's coming up with a different narrative that says, you know, the Russians single-handedly elected Donald Trump. I mean, you know, that explains everything.
Did you not know that was recorded, what you said before? And this is recorded. This is 2018. Seriously,
right.
It's like you don't even remember what you're saying because you want to show some consistency and you want to be convincing whether you're being truthful or not.
Right.
But. Yeah, I think most American people, we're to the point where we're just like, oh, my gosh, give me a break. I mean, you really are to that point of just rolling your eyes.
It's such a mess. I mean, you know, we talked to the author of Texit, this book, and Daniel Miller. I mean, he's for a couple of decades, he's been researching about getting Texas out of out of the government. You know, how can they get out? You know, like Brexit. He's got a solid case, and and I think it might have a lot of merit. And other states might say, look, this thing's way too big. I mean, the cancer within this humongous monolith of the U.S. government has gotten so bad that there's no way to fix it. Maybe we all just need to get away from it and revisit what the Constitution was all about and how the government has grown to obliterate the intent of the Founding Fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I think about the FBI. We've been talking about this, Lauren, that, the FBI, the downline, you know, everybody always says, well, the downline, you know, these guys are hard, everybody, you know, women hardworking, and it's got to be heartbreaking for them that they're, their superiors, you know, the guys in the suits and then in the executive offices have done this to their, long-standing, honored agency, and it's really heartbreaking for them. But no doubt they have to be infected, you know, culturally by management. You cannot be without it. And I just said it's a matter of time where there is a revolt, and now you've got some FBI agents down the line. They're saying, hey, look, let us talk. Free us up to talk, and we'll tell you the truth about James Comey and all these knuckleheads. So,
I think what most people are feeling, Bill, is we just want what is the truth, what happened, and is there going to be a price to pay? If there's not, let's just move forward.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If there's not going to be a price to pay, if there's not going to be consequences for breaking the law or not, why are we doing this? Because
right.
I don't know that we feel like anything is going to happen, which is frustrating for us as Americans. You know,
are they
going to make this an example of if you don't obey the laws of the land, you are punished regardless of who you are, regardless of your position.
Well, Lauren,
and getting to the bottom of the tree.
Yeah. One liberal commentator, you know, kind of shocked, his liberal media outlet by saying, look, I think people are going to be surprised that the ending, I think he said the end of the Donald Trump season will be impeachment, but it's not going to be Donald Trump's impeachment. It's going to be the impeachment of the former president.
Wouldn't that be interesting? I believe it when I see it.
Yep, exactly. Well, between that and Hillary's emails and on, I mean, this is such a mess. And I said, you know, do we have the courage, and are we going to have the wherewithal to really want to do something about this? You know, like Jack Nicholson said, you can handle the truth, you know, can you? I don't know.
Yeah.
Huh?
Exactly. But you know what? We got to be praying and seeking the faith of the Lord because
Amen.
He is greater than all these situations. And where there's chaos, in him there's sanity.
Amen. And that we can rest
hope.
In. And the rest of it, this is all kind of like reality TV. We can kind of just chuckle and tune in as you want. Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Always great to have you with us, Lolo. Have a great weekend.
Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Being free and having the liberty to blow things up even if you want to. And who said that blowing things up can't be fun? Our next guest, Carrie Byron, has a new book. It's called The Crash Test Girl. You might remember her from Mythbusters, former TV host. And she says, the blow it up now, ask question later method to answering life's toughest questions. Carrie, maybe that's what we ought to do with our government right now. It's just blow it up. What the heck, you know? It's pretty much running in tatters anyway, huh?
I'm not getting into politics.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, just for, well, you know, hey, I was just taking you for your word. You know, I like the idea that, hey, let's blow it up now. We'll ask questions later kind of attitude.
It's more on the life experiments. I believe in not being afraid of failure so that you can proceed with caution, but don't be afraid of failure and learn from your mistakes.
It's pretty liberating, isn't it, when you're not afraid of failure? I mean, that's what this is all about, because if you have the freedom to do whatever it is that you want, I mean, what can we potentially create as a result of being free?
Well, I honestly think that a lot of times, at least when I was growing up, you know, girls were taught you can't make mistakes, and so we became too afraid to fail. So maybe you might not attempt things that seemed scary. Mm-hmm. And I wrote this book because I'm trying to teach the 20-year-old that I used to be and mm-hmm. the daughter that I have growing up that being brave is not about having superhero powers. It's about being scared to death and doing it anyway, creating mm-hmm. opportunities for yourself.
Well, you talk about the daughter and growing up. I mean, what was family life like for you? I mean, did you start seeing these signs of early in life that you were a daring sort?
Actually, I was the opposite growing up.
Really?
I was I'm a very, you wouldn't believe it from watching the television, but I was a very shy kid, like a super duper shy kid. And to the point where I used to wait by the door and look out the window to see the girls across the street walking to school and then run outside as if, oh, look, I just happened to be walking to school at the same time and wait for them to invite me to walk with them because I was so shy and had such a hard time making friends. So for me, I wanted to write about my journey of learning how to be brave and taking chances and learning that, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Right, exactly. Well, on this, on your show, Mythbusters, I mean, you go from that to filming over 7,200 hours. You test over 900 myths. You set off 850 explosions, and I love this one, too. I mean, whoever was counting the duct tape, they may need a life here. I mean, 43,500 yards of duct tape. Somebody measured that?
In my purse right now.
Really?
I actually do. Uh-huh. I found it a very useful tool. I even fixed, chains on my tire when our chains broke coming down a hill.
Right.
With duct tape.
Yeah, well, hey, we love duct tape. Let me ask you, and I was really kind of surprised about this, because I don't know why I didn't look into it even further, but Mythbusters, you didn't have any scientists on the show. What was up with that?
Well, that was sort of the entire point of the show is that, you know, for a long time, science was presented by the talking heads that were already experts. And, you know, it excluded a lot of people because they would talk over your head, you know. Whereas the idea of Mythbusters was regular people just using science as a tool, like you might use a hammer to test to prove or disprove urban legends. Because I think that the reason the show resonated with the audience is we didn't know it was going to happen. They didn't know it was going to happen. And we learned together that, oh, that's going to explode or, oh, that's going to fail miserably. So I think our enthusiasm is genuine, and you can really read that. You know, it's not like I have a lab coat on and I know exactly what happens when chemical A mixes with chemical B.
Right.
Nope. I have no idea that it's going to shoot out the beaker and catch on fire. So
exactly.
It's a lot more fun.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it was equal opportunity discovery, which made it really unique. In all that you learned, I mean, there's so much, you know, when you're doing this and you're taking on these myths and doing it in such a way, like you say, just the way anybody out there would do it without a lab coat. With all that you learned, what do you think is most important that you want to pass on to your fans?
I really want to say a failure is always an option, and every time you crash and burn, you crash and learn. That, I know it sounds very
good
cliche,
idea. I like that.
But I always have found that nobody's going to hand you this roadmap to life with a big neon X that says, this is how you get to here. You're going to have to create that for yourself, and it's real easy to get bogged down when you're unemployed or you don't know what the next step in your life is. But I honestly have had my best luck with every one of my careers, you know, everything from TV to I now am just became the CCO of a toy company because I created these opportunities. I cold called people. I asked for opportunities. I asked for connections, and I really have pushed myself into places that I was over my head or I was scared of.
I used to tell people when I was doing some sales training and that sort of thing in terms of opportunities, and especially when somebody was coming in, you know, what I would say with a blank sheet of paper, and by blank it was like, hey, look, you're not defined by any one opportunity. You can write your own story here. Given that opportunity, what would you do? Because like some people, you know, especially people who are, if you're unemployed, you're not defined by a job. you're defined by your own character, your own inner spirit, the things that wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And given that, you know, what kind of story? Because if you have a job, then, you know, 40 hours a week at least is already occupied, right? But now you got 40 hours available. And as an old friend of mine used to tell me, he says, when you're unemployed, he says, I used to tell people, well, you still have 40 hours a week, and you spend those 40 hours a week looking for a new job or a new opportunity, right?
Exactly. I mean, I feel like that it's a really good time to redefine yourself. When MythBusters ended, I went through a little bout of depression because I had been defined by it for so long. I was like, okay, so what happens now? I went straight to the mall and bought myself a pair of slacks because in my head I was like, okay, so before MythBusters, I had a regular job and I was temping. So I guess real life starts now. I still haven't cut the tag off of those slacks. All of a sudden it came to me. I'm like, no, I like doing weird things. What's the next weird thing I can do?
Mm-hmm. And so now here you are, CEO or COO of a toy company.
Chief Creative Officer.
Oh, Chief Creative Officer.
Fun, weird parts of a toy company called Smart Girls. We make coding toys for girls. So it's, you know, at that age, somewhere around, you know, 8 or 9, girls stop getting interested in coding and science. So I wanted to create some toys that make it fun to continue our interest in that sort of field, because I feel like computer literacy is really going to help propel us as a nation.
Mm-hmm. One of the things you ran into with MythBusters was dealing with salary inequality. Tell us about that.
It's funny. I didn't realize that this was going to be such a hot button issue, but a lot of people have kind of picked up on this, is that I found out after being on the show for a couple of years that my two co-hosts that had joined the show after me, Grant and Tori, just through casual conversation, we were going to negotiated next contract, I found out they were being paid significantly more than me. And we had the same job, the same title, the same educational, you know, level of degrees. Like, I couldn't get a logical answer from my employers, like, why they're being paid more. So I had to fight tooth and nail very, very hard to get paid just the same. Wow. And so from then on, I went and got an agent, because I always defer to experts when I'm over my head. And I found somebody that could help me figure out how to make it so that I would be fairly treated from then on. So from this point on, I've created precedent in all of my contracts that I have this clause that says you can't pay me less than my co-host if they have the exact same job title. Mm-hmm. So that hopefully it won't be such a fight for the next girl that has to come in.
Exactly. Carrie Byron is with us, most recognizable, honored, and beloved woman in science-based reality TV for over a decade. MythBusters, as you know. And we're talking about her book, Crash Test Girl. And we'll have more from Carrie on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
That's 800-915-9164.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far my love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hand, look at my side. You can count the times to say you are forgiven. It's more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you want to know.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Crash Test Grill reminds us that science is for everyone. Sometimes you crash and burn, as Gary says, but you can always crash and learn. Carrie, you know, what does your family say? I mean, here it is, you're the shy girl growing up, and all of a sudden you go out and you start blowing things up, and now you become this extrovert.
I think they knew I always had it in me. My dad is quite the extrovert, so I think he was waiting for me to come into my own.
And so here you are, you're writing a new story for yourself, having taken all these life experiences, and, you know, now we have Carrie Byron 2.0, huh?
I feel like I'm like 9.0 at this point. I'm always reinventing myself with new adventures. You know, after Mythbusters, I did a ton of different shows. They were just for all sorts of different networks. You know, I did the Science of Roller Coasters called Thrill Factor for the Travel Channel, and I did a whole episode for Nat Geo called Positive Energy, which was about alternative fuel sources all over the world. Like, I've had like a lot of different lives. So I'm going to go with Carrie 9.0.
Yeah, let's go. I like 9.0 better, as a matter of fact. I didn't mean to underestimate your new powers. Carrie, you know, when you go through a situation where, you know, you lose your job, and as you say, some other opportunities came along the way, and this probably broadened your perspective all the more after Mythbusters, because Mythbusters kind of set a standard. It kind of set a foundation and, you know, put out a persona, a brand of who Carrie Byron was all about. Now you're developing these other tentacles of your brand, right?
Well, I definitely got to learn a lot from MythBusters, and I met a lot of different types of people, and it kind of showed me that anything is possible, that every career is possible. You know, I worked with bomb techs, ex-FBI agents. I worked with people who wrangled bears and alligators. You know, everything you want to do, it's out there for you. If you want to, you make Civil War cannons, that's a job, too. You just really got to find your passions and foster them.
Well, speaking of these experiments that you conducted, which we all enjoyed, I'm sure there was probably some that didn't make it to airing. And I hear there was one particularly that went terribly wrong and never aired. Tell us about that.
Which one is the one you're talking about that never aired? Because there were several.
Okay, this is the one that your publicist says there's one that went terribly wrong. So she just gave me that. So she didn't give me the specifics. So
sorry,
you can make up something here, you know, for all I know. You know?
I don't know if my PR person read the book. No, I'm kidding. I think she's talking about the cannonball incident, which actually did make it to air, but in an abbreviated sense. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a mishap with a cannonball that shot through a couple neighborhoods, and nobody was hurt, but a cannonball.
Through a neighborhood? Oh, my gosh.
We were working at a bomb range that was actually very far from civilization, but then we had this crazy set of circumstances that if I had been given this as a myth on MythBusters, I wouldn't have believed it true, but a cannonball shot up on a perfect ballistics trajectory up a hill, went, you know, a quarter of a mile, bounced off a sidewalk, and then bounced into a neighborhood, up through a staircase, out a roof, out into the next neighborhood, bounced again off somebody's roof, and then bounced in the next neighborhood over and into a minivan. Nobody got hurt. Everybody got their things fixed, but we were in a heap of trouble for a long time trying to get through that one. And that actually we did put on the air, but we did it with a lot of reverence because all of us were very shocked, and our whole safety protocol became so much more intense.
Now you're talking a cannonball. We're talking Civil War cannonball type thing.
Yes, we worked with a lot of ancient technologies.
Yeah. But that's incredible. I mean, you know, we see some of these, you know, Civil War reenactments or even movies and that kind of deal. And the devastation that took place, I mean, with these cannonballs just ripping people up. I mean, by the grace of God, thank God, with this experiment that went terribly wrong. But I'm sure it probably put some people on timeout for a little bit, huh?
That's why I wrote about it in the book, because I've had a lot of experiences through filming some very exciting places and exciting things where, you know, I've seen things happen that were a little sketchy. I mean, I wanted to let everyone know kind of that we took it very seriously, and it was emotionally difficult for me to get through that. It's one of the things that I think it definitely humbled me in a way that sometimes you get too comfortable around dangerous things. So
right, exactly. When you're doing
this, all very careful.
Yeah, and outside of that, when you're doing a show like this, you know, you want to entertain, you want to be relevant, you want to have fun, you want to make sure the audience is engaged with it. And like anything, you're going to have some stunts that are more appealing than others, right?
Yeah, people seem to love the blow-up stuff so much that, you know, we kept putting that on the show. But every now and then, like, we had a whole myth that involved one of those key fobs that you know, you set off your car, unlock your car, so a plumber had all of these oxygen tanks in his van, and one was leaking, and his key fob short-circuited something in the car, and the van blew up. Well, we had this whole myth that we filmed and were about to air, and then somebody had put explosives in a van in New York, and that was right before. So the show, we just completely took the show off the air and decided not to air it at all. Mm-hmm. You know, so we have to be very careful with, I think, some of the imagery that we put out, and we definitely... We know that the internet exists and people can create their own explosives, but we weren't going to give them the recipe. So we would leave out the part where we show you, you know, anarchist cookbook how-tos, because we didn't want anybody to actually try anything we did at home.
Right, exactly. This is being done by professionals, ladies and gentlemen. What about your favorite? Let's talk about some of your favorite MythBuster stunts.
I mean, for me, like, the, some of the things that I see on the TV as favorites are going to be different than the way that I experienced them. Personally, my favorites were when we did, like, Shark Week in the Bahamas, because when you get off work, A, you're in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. So, hey.
Yeah.
And working with sharks was so exciting because they were so unpredictable, and I really didn't know the outcomes of any of the myths that we did. I didn't know if they'd be attracted to dogs. I didn't know if you punch them in the face if they're going to move. I didn't know if they'd be attracted to flashlights, which was one of the most terrifying things I ever did, mm-hmm. which is swimming with sharks at night with the lights off and then turning the lights on. Like, what? That's crazy.
Yes, exactly. It's like all of a sudden, I mean, you're in the dark and then you don't even know. All of a sudden there's going to be a shark, right? You're going to be face to face with a shark suddenly.
My heart almost exploded from my chest. I was just, I was underwater and I was trying so hard to be cool because there's a camera on me. And then a sea turtle swam behind me and I felt it hit my hair and I screamed so loud. I'm like, great, just blew that cover.
Yeah, right.
I'm terrified right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, who wouldn't be? And especially if you're in shark-infested waters. And so, as you say, they're so unpredictable. What is going through your mind?
I mean, even just being, we did this sort of like one-off little thing for a show title where we're all sitting on our knees at the bottom of the water. We bait the water so a lot of sharks would be around us. And we're wearing chainmail, but at one point, one of the sharks grabbed onto Grant's arm and used Grant as leverage and smacked me in the face with its tail and knocked my mask off. So all of a sudden, I'm blind and looking for my air, knowing that they're just sharks everywhere. Grant's fine. He got a little bruise on his arm, but I realized that, okay, I am a real diver now, because in that situation, I could calmly get my air, get it back into my mouth, and then open my eyes and look around and be like, oh my God, this is my job. This is a Tuesday.
Oh, unbelievable. This is what you're doing, and you're going, do I have insurance on this, or what's going on?
I don't care about insurance. I'm like, I'm worried about me at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Well, who cares about the people who are left behind? You know, you just want to make sure that you make it to the other side here. Give us another one. We got about a minute or so left, so give us another one of your favorite stunts.
I really did enjoy when we did blow stuff up. I know it's a little cliche, but I think it was mostly the camaraderie of getting to work with old FBI agents and the bomb techs. They had the best stories. So when we would actually go out to, say, we went out to a lake and, oh, this was actually another shark myth. It was from Jaws. And we blew up a shark underwater to see what kind of explosion that would be. We had a full day of just sitting around BS and playing kick the can with people who had done some of the most incredible FBI investigations, and getting a little bit of backstory that maybe the media didn't know was very exciting for me. I have very special access to a lot of very special people. So, you know, I've been to Area 51, and when the cameras go off, they're like, now let me tell you what really happened.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Wait, what?
Oh.
Wait, what?
How much fun is that? Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to enjoy her book, Crash Test Girl. Carrie reveals her scientific method, making discoveries that can lead to greater happiness and success while also having a lot of fun in the process. Carrie, congratulations on the book. What do you want them to take away from it other than what we've already talked about? What's most important?
Well, when you crash and burn, you always crash and learn. So don't be afraid to fail.
There it is. We can make a T-shirt out of that one, I think. You know, why not? And book available in all the usual places, and a website that you want to refer to?
Well, you can go to my website to find all the places that you can buy books, which is carriebyron.com, or you can always just head over to Amazon.
Yeah, of course. And in a case of you really, really get lost, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Carrie Byron, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Carrie, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So
So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body.